reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. A leper came to Jesus, and kneeling down, begged him, saying, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once, saying to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus even to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. That verse that we had as our responsorial psalm today from Psalm 25 that was quoted and commented upon by the letter to the Hebrews in today's first reading should be very surprising to us if we're not deadened to the routine of hearing it so many times. If I were to say, "If today you hear my voice, what would you expect that I would say in response?" Maybe, "Don't close your ears." Maybe, "Don't close your mind." But if I were to say, "Don't close your feet to my voice," it would seem a little strange, wouldn't it? And Jesus says, "Don't close your," the Holy Spirit says, as the letter to the Hebrews begins today's readings, "Don't close your heart." God wasn't so much worried about the closing of the ears. He knew they'd hear the voice. Wasn't so much worried about the Jews in the desert closing their minds, closing their hearts, closing their will, not loving his word. Sometimes when we hear this, hearing the Lord's voice, because we have been programmed so much in a version of moral theology which isn't totally accurate, that God just speaks to command, "Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this," that we can forget what his voice was saying to the Jews. It's precisely, "I'm giving you this land. You see that land full of milk and honey? I'm giving that to you." This was after just a short journey through the desert. But what happened? They closed their hearts to that reality. Some reconnaissance folks came back and said, "The land is awesome, totally unbelievable, but you should see how strong and big those people are. There's no way that God can give that to us. His promises are worthless." And that's why God allowed them to spend 38 years in that desert wandering around until their hearts were able to be formed appropriately. And so it is often with us. When we hear the Lord's word, we do hear it. It does come to our mind a little bit. We think about it. We're not totally ignoring it. But at a level of practice, we don't love it. We don't stake our life on it. We don't will it, as Jesus himself said in today's gospel. But we just kind of let it pass without affecting the core of us, which is symbolized by the heart, and without deeply taking over our affections. The word of God is supposed to penetrate our heart, and we are called to love it. Supposed to be the real center of who we are in that biblical image of the heart. And many times we don't give God that chance. So on Sunday, we reflected on the Lord's baptism. For those of us who pray the rosary today, as I hope all of us do, we'll be meditating once again in the first mystery of light on the baptism of the Lord, in which God the Father says of his only begotten Son what he says of each of us in baptism: "This is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." We know that the Lord has said that, but has that penetrated our heart, or have we hardened our heart to it? To harden a heart, what an incredible image. For the Jews, they knew what that meant. That was a heart of stone, something that absolutely couldn't be penetrated. An old professor told me a story that when an atheist had come to him when he was a young priest, he happened to be sitting near a fountain in one of the piazzas in the city where he was priest. And the atheist was coming up with all types of objections about this, that, or the other thing. And the priest looked into the fountain, and he saw a little rock there. And he reached in and he grabbed the rock. And this man was quite strong. He says, "I ask you to do me a favor. Can you crush that rock with your boot?" The man didn't quite know why he was being asked to do that after all the questions. So he took out his big leg and crushed the rock, and it shattered. And even though it had been in that fountain for who knows how long, looked down on the ground, and all there was dust from that crushed rock. Not mud, dry dust. He says, the reason why God's living water hasn't penetrated you is because you've got a heart of stone, and on the inside, it just can't get there. And that's a choice of yours. The Lord wants to take away, as we know in baptism and through the sacramental life, our hearts of stone and give us true hearts of flesh, hearts that flow with his blood, hearts that know how to love, hearts that are pure. These lessons were illustrated very much in the life of Saint Hilaire of Poitiers, whom we celebrate today on the 150th year of his being declared a doctor of the church. He was a pagan. He was a layman. He was married. He had a son. About the time of his early 30s, he had a big conversion and eventually became a priest. A few years later, because he was a great orator, a bishop, and he became one of the greatest defenders of the faith. He was called during his own lifetime the Western Athanasius because of his incredible boldness in defending the truths of Christ's divinity against the Arians. And he became a great doctor of the church, having his writings and his letters still very much influencing us today. One of his greatest works was a work on the Holy Trinity, that all three persons of the one God are divine, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and how they want to bring us into a life-changing, loving indwelling with them, in which we enter into their communion of persons through the communion of saints. The Lord wishes to make us clean. He wishes to take away our stony hearts and replace them with a heart like the Blessed Virgin's, like St. Hilary's, like St. Anthony's. May we allow this reality of Trinitarian love to become the defining reality of our life by not closing our ears or our minds or our hearts to this. If today you hear his voice, open your heart.